Hi there, this is K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio. And now, for this UFO news segment with Heidi Hollis.
All right, launching off with a curious clip. This comes to us from the NewYorkPost.com. NYPost.com. Possible UFO over New York City baffles passenger flying into LaGuardia. You didn't hear about this one. Wow. Fascinating. An airplane passenger took flying saucer speculation to new heights when she spotted a possible UFO soaring above the Big Apple, baffling experts and sending federal aviation officials on a fact-finding mission. Where are they now? That's interesting. So Michelle Reyes, she was on a commercial airline flight from LaGuardia Airport on March 25th when she captured video footage of a mysterious flying cylinder out of her plane window. This is what she reported on Facebook. The first thing I did was email the FAA to let them know what I saw, she said to News Nation on Wednesday. Maybe it was a safety hazard, but unfortunately, I haven't heard back from them. They didn't acknowledge my email. That's interesting. Very interesting. She said another person on the flight saw the out-of-this-world object and was stunned. It's a little nerve-wracking that someone else saw what I saw, she said. Thomas Wortman, the state director of the Mutual UFO Network in Ohio, reviewed the footage for the Post and said the dark object was traveling at roughly 2,500 feet and was relatively close to the plane as it prepared for landing. The object's altitude, shape, and location near a major commercial flight path appears to rule out that it could be a news helicopter, a drone, or a military aircraft, Wortman said. Drones aren't supposed to fly at that altitude, at least legally, he said. If it were something related to military defense or law enforcement, you normally wouldn't see it so close to a major flight lane. That's very true. That could be a potential hazard, said Wortman, who has spent years studying the skies for evidence of interplanetary visitors. The unusual round shape of the object struck him as intriguing because it debunks the theory that it was a second plane filmed at an odd angle. It does not appear to be a commercial aircraft because I don't see features like wings or a tail. The plane Reyes was aboard was roughly 15 minutes away from LaGuardia Airport, likely traveling at about 230 miles per hour when the video was shot, he said. It's a very intriguing image, he said. It needs more research. There are other theories he can't rule out, such as a high-flying wildlife and weather balloons. Weather balloons? Without metadata from the footage and other information, they can't rule it out. All right, so metadata would help him glean clues about the direction the plane was flying and the exact time of the sighting. A Federal Aviation Administration official said Thursday, the agency has, quote, no reports from pilots about the mysterious incident. The flight number and time were not clear Thursday. Reyes didn't immediately return request for comment. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. It got people interested to take a look. But then it's like, well, the pilot didn't see it, so I guess it didn't happen, though it's on video. I don't know what to think. All right, we're going to truck on over to the UFO hotspot. Coming to us from the National UFO Reporting Center, where you are invited to send over your own reports of UFO sightings. That is NUFORC.org. Okay, So this occurred, this first sighting, on April 25th, 2024. The duration was 5 seconds. This occurred in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Location details caught on my Blink camera. Well, that's interesting. Okay, cool. Interesting. I'm using that word a lot right now. Estimated size? No idea. But would have been big for my camera. Okay. Estimated speed? Don't know. Characteristics, aura, or haze around object. This report continues. Caught a round, glowing, white object on my Blink doorbell camera that seemed to be lowering in orbit on an arc towards the Earth. This would be south to north. The camera caught the image for about 5 seconds of total video, but have been happening longer as my camera was set to take multiple shots an hour at the time of the video capture. It seemed almost completely round, glowing bright white, moving from southern sky toward northern sky in an arc toward the ground, lower horizon. Could have been a satellite or plane, but I have never caught anything like it before. Well, hey, it's interesting. There's supposed to be a competition about catching something on those cameras. Could be. All right, so continuing. This next sighting, this occurred April 24th, 2024. Duration, 5 minutes. Location, Indianapolis, Indiana. Location, front yard of the house. Had a clear view of the sky for the initial sighting. Shape, triangle. Ooh, cool. Color, black. Estimated size, small to medium fighter jet size. Estimated speed, speed of a typical helicopter, maybe a bit slower. The report continues. Two craft with a triangle light formation on the bottom and a flashing strobe light and zero engine noise flew past when I was outside. I went outside around 11:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to let my dogs out in the front yard of my house. Shortly after going outside, I noticed two blinking lights somewhat off in the distance, moving in the sky from north to south. As the lights got closer, I could start to see a triangle light formation on the bottom of the craft. Ooh. There was also a blinking white strobe light on both crafts. Okay. I could make out the same triangle light formation on both crafts. Both crafts appear to be identical. I could not see the craft clearly enough to make out its entire shape. I could mostly just see the triangle light formation and a blinking strobe light. But there was enough light to tell that these triangle lights were attached or part of the craft and not just floating lights. The two crafts were flying one in front of the other, but with a safe enough distance between them. I would estimate the craft size to be about equal to a small or medium-sized fighter jet like an F-16 or an F-15, for example. The crafts made absolutely no sound whatsoever. No engine noise, no visible engine exhaust or afterburner. I would say these crafts are flying at about the same level you would expect a helicopter to be at if it were flying across a sky. They were flying relatively slowly. Wow, that's wild. That's wild to see something that impressive and to not hear anything. That's surreal. All right, the story continues. At this point of viewing the craft for maybe about a minute, I decided to run inside to get my phone as fast as I could to film. The time it took me to get my phone and start the video was probably about a minute. Unfortunately, I was not able to film when they were close enough to make out the triangle light formation. I filmed the craft continuing to fly north to south over the city of Indianapolis. By the time you see the craft in the video, I would say they were over downtown or possibly the Indianapolis International Airport. The craft flew in a relatively straight line when I could see them close. By the time they get over more of the city, they seem to be farther apart than when I first saw them. I wanted to go down to the end of the street to keep filming, but decided to keep the dogs inside first. By the time I came back outside, I could no longer see either of the crafts. I stayed outside, continuing to look at the sky. Probably Mylar balloons. Just kidding. 3 to 5 minutes after returning outside from letting the dogs in, I noticed a small white orb high in the sky. Boy, he just couldn't stop this stuff. It's amazing. It appeared much higher in the sky than the two crafts I had witnessed. I saw the orb moving slowly in the sky for about 5 seconds when it suddenly vanished into thin air. I continued going on and inside for a few hours to see if any of the crafts returned, but clouds rolled in and I did not see anything else that night. A few details about the video. During the video, there appear to be three lights in the sky, but the light furthest to the right is a star, I believe. There are also to be some bugs flying around near the camera at the end of the video. I did not have my camera's auto-rotate feature on. And at one point in the video, I turned the camera horizontally, causing the video to be sideways. I do not have any video of the white orb I saw. It was gone before I could turn my camera back on. I would consider myself very knowledgeable about what most military aircraft and helicopters from World War II and newer look and sound like. I read about military aviation quite frequently and have been to many air shows. Okay, all right. It helps to disclose what your experience is, because I literally saw somebody say that you aren't qualified to look at the sky and say what's in it. I trust my eyes. When I see something, I could say shiny, metallic, round. but apparently it helps to have some credentials behind you, because it does help to decipher things. But I mean, I think that we're qualified to say what we could see. Just say it as we know it, right? All right, so this next sighting, this comes to us from April 24th of 2024. Duration, 5 seconds, two observers. This happened in Munfordsville, Kentucky. Location details, left side of the moon, flying off of the surface of the moon. Oh, cool. Oh, we're going to get into this one. Shape, circle. Color, black. Estimated size, a large black aircraft. Viewed from land, straight across from me in the sky. Very fast. Characteristics landed. All right, this person goes on to say, I was looking through my telescope and took a picture, and it was on live. I noticed a black circle aircraft flying off the moon. A black circular aircraft was seen flying off of the moon's surface and was witnessed by two people. I have video evidence, and let me tell you, boys and girls, wow. He takes still photos and posts it to this. So you have got to see this. Got to see it. Mysteriousradio.com. You'll see these stories that I'm reading here. Wow. Just amazing. Just amazing. All right, so going on. Oh, well, first I should probably describe what I see. It's what he said. It's the moon, and you see a perfectly round black dot. That shouldn't be there. It's not the shadow of a star. What is it? You know? So, yeah, it's interesting. All right, so the next one is coming to us from this year, April 24th, 2024. This duration was 6 minutes. Wow. Number of observers, 11. Wow. Location, Interlaken, Florida. I think that's Lachen, I don't know. Location details was outside facing east, and I saw five bright lights flying fast in a triangular formation. Wow. The shape, circle. Okay, color white. Estimated speed, extremely fast. That's all they could put. All right, the person goes on to say, never seen anything like it. I first noticed a fast-moving star. I assumed it was a space station. Huh? I went inside to show my mother, and when I went back outside, there were now 5 bright objects moving in a triangle that then flew apart in separate directions. Oh my! Why don't people put more description on here? You saw them burst away from each other? That's simply amazing. That's simply amazing. I'm easily amazed. So anyways, that is the end of the UFO report for today. Remember, if you've seen something strange in the sky, you had an alien encounter, and you want to share it here on the air, or if you want to email over what it is that you've seen, just send it on over to us at mysteriousradio.com, or you can reach out to me at HeidiHollis.com. So that's it for the UFO report today. I'm Heidi Hollis, reminding you to always keep your eyes on the sky and your mind open. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.